Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And for the second night in a row, welcome to a very special edition of Snack of the Night, where we are celebrating the local establishment in the area. Local establishments in the area who make fine products, whether it be sweets, appetizers, entrees. And, we are tasting them live on the air for the very first time and letting you know if it is worth your time to go to said locations and check out what they have. And last night, we had the great people at Scoop DeVille who brought us a variety of ice creams that they make that are very custom. You can't get anywhere else. And I described in detail how I felt about them, and I loved every one of them, whether it was the s'mores ice cream, the banana pudding, the Doughboy, as it was called, and what was the other one? Peanut butter and jelly. And to my surprise, I liked them all. To my surprise, the one that I enjoyed the most was the vegan Doughboy. Like, I had no idea it was vegan ice cream. You know, vegans, no dairy. And I couldn't stop eating it. I had a problem. Well, we are fortunate again because the people at Scoop DeVille said, you know something, John, we don't just do ice cream. We have a variety of pastries that we make, and we'd love to bring them in and have you sample them. And if you like them, by all means, talk about it. So what they have brought for us is, oh, man, I'll post a picture of this momentarily. What my eye is drawn to first, I love cookie dough. When I go food shopping, a huge mistake that I make is I always end up going down the dairy aisle that also has the bread in it. You know, my kids drink a lot of milk, so I always grab milk, and I'll grab the eggs because my kids eat a ton of eggs. But then right next to the eggs is the pre-made cookie dough, where you can just break it off and put it on the sheet. And that's a problem because you're not supposed to eat it like that anyway because it has egg in it, raw egg. But I end up buying one, and before you know it, in the course of three nights, I consume all the cookie dough because I enjoy it that much. One of the wonderful changes, developments in recent years is the edible cookie dough, which is generally eggless, but for the most part, you would never know the difference. Now, what I have in front of me of one of my four items is, eggless cookie dough, and it looks just like chocolate chip cookie dough. I see the chocolate chips in it. And I can smell it from here. So I'm expecting it to be spectacular. I hope it matches how it smells. What I also have in front of me is not one, not two, but three, I guess, some type of cupcake. I'm not sure. They might be like bombs. You know what a bomb? It kind of has it's kind of a mushroom shape. But it's not a cake inside. It can sometimes be some type of mousse or some type of filling, a cakey product, but not necessarily a cupcake. And I have no idea what the flavors are, so we're going to find out together. What I believe they are, based on their appearance, one looks like a very dark chocolate with something inside. I have no idea, but it's clearly a dark chocolate. The second, which is in the middle here, is maybe a standard chocolate with a vanilla drizzle? Because it has shavings of chocolate and a hard chocolate shell over it. I don't know. And the third, I feel confident in saying it's some type of chocolate peanut butter because it has that same chocolate shell. It has, I believe, peanut clusters, like chunks, like the broken up kind, on the edges. And it looks like a peanut butter drizzle on top.
That would be correct.
Is that Now, we have so much here that Mike Angelina are feasting like kings. And the people here at WIP are sharing in all of this.
Yeah, I caved and gave Paul some.
You get, oh, okay, so Paul has some too. All right, so without further ado, Mike, thank you, Paul. You didn't have to do that. Thank you, Mike Angelina, if you could. It is time to sample more fine products from the people at Scoop DeVille. Now, because, as I said, I'm always drawn to this first. Let me get my spoon out here. I got my cookie dough. Oh, it's got the consistency of cookie dough. Let me scoop it up. Now, big spoonful, moderate, or small? Nah, go big or go home. Hang on. Oh, my God. This cookie dough is awesome. Yeah. Need another spoonful. Yep. I can taste the sugar crystals in the dough. The chocolate chips. A semi-sweet. Dude, that's a problem. It's like a big... How do I give you this measurement? It's like three scoops, like ice cream scoops of cookie dough.
That's too much sugar.
Maybe for you. All right. Let us move to what I believe is some type of dark chocolate. I don't know what it is. Let me break through the heart. Ooh! It has like a... Is that cheesecake? And a graham cracker at the bottom. Now, I could be wrong. This is basically what I'm looking at here. Let me take a bite. It is cheesecake. It's like a s'mores. No, it's not a s'mores. It's a cheesecake. But a dark chocolate shell. Dude. I thought they only did good ice cream. All right. Hold on. Let's go to the next one. Wow, those are really good. All right, this is the hell, I don't know what it is. Now, let me break into it. It's got the chocolate shavings on it. It is. It's some type of... Is it a chocolate mousse or a chocolate cheesecake? It has a chocolate graham cracker shell. Hold on. It is mousse. Wow. It's light and airy. It's not super fudgy or anything to where... You ever have those real fudgy cakes? You get them at a restaurant all the time. They have them for desserts. But they're so damn fudgy that you can't enjoy them. You're like two bites in, like, sir, can I have a glass of milk, please? Otherwise, I'm going to choke. No, this is not like that at all. The chocolate shell at the bottom is spectacular. The mousse, as I said, light and airy. The chocolate shell, see, it's not super thick to where you have to like bite hard. It's light enough to where it just falls apart when you bite into it. All right, let's go to our final item here, which I think is some type of peanut butter mousse. Let me break into it here. Oh, it's definitely a chocolate mousse. It has some type of crust at the bottom of it. Might be peanut butter, might not be. Let's take a bite. Oh, that's peanut butter. Oh, that's a problem. You, my friend, are not going to last the next 5 minutes. Wow, that's awesome. So the mousse, again, light and fluffy, but a lot of flavor. It's got that thin chocolate shell, which is not tough to get through. But the bottom of it, there is a clear layer of peanut butter and then like this chocolate kind of crust that holds all the base together. Now, I got a big spoonful here of all of that together. Let me hang on. You know, some of you can relate to this. Mike Angelino will soon enough. You get married, time goes by, the thrill is gone. There's little things in life that just do it all for you. And you say, take me to that moment. I'm experiencing that moment right now. You know, after a while, it's like, hey, been there, done that. Oh, I haven't, not this. This is brand new. This is how you doing all over again. Wow. I'm seriously. I said it yesterday. I'm being dead serious with you guys. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm hitting up Scoop DeVille a dozen times this summer. I don't even live around here, but I'm making a trip down here just for that. I've never had all the, when you go to those little custom shops, the ice cream shops, the donut shops, where it's, you know, their version. I'd rather always give it to a smaller business, but you know, you try them and you're like, eh, this is okay, but you know, is it really that much better than, you know, going to the store? This is. I have never had anything like any of these items anywhere else. Wow, these. See, now I got to. Here's the dilemma. I hit this place up to bring the family there, and I'm like, hey, maybe I don't want ice cream now. I want one of these bombs. Do you know what a bomb is? Good stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I can't thank them enough. I highly suggest you go check them out. They're awesome. I know they have three locations in Philly. At the Borscht, I think it's 1107 Walnut, and one other. I don't have it off the top of my head. Scoop DeVille. I'll post the pictures, I promise you. My snack of the night. Good stuff indeed. Man, I'm going to scarf all this down during a commercial break. 215-592-9494. Goodbye, Monday. Hello, game day Tuesday. It's 407.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.